People of God, how are you doing this morning? We thank the Almighty God for another beautiful and wonderful day as today. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Father, we have gathered here to listen to your word. It is my prayer that you use me just as an instrument to speak to your people. And your people who are listening also, Father, it is my prayer that you let your word that is coming fall into a very good soil in their heart so that it will yield a 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. So that when you appear in your glory, anybody who is listening to your word today may not be found wanting, but find a place in your kingdom. We thank you. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all principalities, over all powers, over all rulers of darkness, over all spiritual wickedness, over all demons, over all familiar spirits, any power that will come to you to frustrate the word of God, I take authority over you and I subject you to the feet of the Almighty God. Amen. As Christians, we are charged this morning to be a channel of truth and holiness. This morning, we are charged to be a channel of truth and holiness. One thing that is very, very, very difficult for us to do as Christians is to tell the truth. It is very, very, very difficult for us today as Christians to tell the truth. Now, as we are in church here right now, somebody sitting next to you may be sleeping and snoring. But when you touch that person and say, "Hey, Sister Mercy, are you sleeping?" what do you think will be the answer? So we are found of not telling the truth. And the Bible tells us that all liars, our father is the devil. So tell your sister who is sitting next to you that if you lie, then your father is the devil. So we don't want the devil to be our father. So we are not going to do what? Lie. This morning, as I said earlier on, we have been charged to be a channel of truth and holiness. One day, Pilate asked Jesus Christ, "What is truth?" Jesus did not answer that question. So Pilate went to the Pharisees and told them that he found nothing wrong with this man. So, I'm asking you, what is truth? Truth is the reality. And holiness is being set apart for the work of God. We are looking for the truth. And Jesus Christ told us that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That is John 14, verse 6. So here, Jesus has answered the question for us. He says, "I am the way," and then, "I am the truth." So that means Jesus Christ is the truth. And the Bible continues to tell us that you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. People of God, we are so fond of not being able to tell the truth. We lie about almost everything. We lie about our age. We lie to our husband and wives about the amount of money we receive. We lie in almost everything that we do. Now, there was this man who was married to a wife whom she brought from Ghana. They had been married for 5 good years. And they take their salary every month. And because from one month to the other is too far, the company is given the opportunity that anybody who needs money can come into the office and collect what we call IOU. So at the end of the month, you'll be paid the balance after the IOU. So there was this sister who they have been paying $2,000 every month. But the sister will go to the office in the middle of every month and collect $1,000 IOU. So at the end of the month, the check that they will give to the sister is the $2,000 minus the IOU that she collected. And so the check will be $1,000. And this sister will bring the check of $1,000 to the husband. So the husband knows for all these 5 years that every month the wife is paid $1,000. And so, you know, the woman brought all the pay to the husband. So the rent, the car payment, the insurance, the children's school fees, the everything. And the woman herself will even come and collect some of the money for her upkeep. Hallelujah. So it happened that the man wanted to go and bring their children from Ghana. The woman showed her pay slip to the husband. Always, she only bring their check. So, this guy was doing all the documents to go and bring their children from Ghana. He did almost everything. And he was left with 3 pay slips of the wife. So, he said, "My dear wife, I have done everything to bring our children from Ghana. All I need from you is your 3 pay slips to add to this document." Then the wife said, "You know, our place, they don't give pay slips." And the husband said, "If we don't get these pay slips too, then we cannot bring the children. So let me go to your office. Maybe they can even print it online for me. There is no company that pays somebody without a pay slip. Maybe they don't hand it to you, but at least in their office, on their computers, they will have the pay slip. So let me go." The wife said, no. "Don't go to our office." And the man said, "I also want the children to come. So I'll definitely go." So the man went to the office. And the long and short of the matter is that the man found out that for all these 5 years, they paid the wife $2,000 every month. And she brings home $1,000 check. So the rest of the story, calculate it yourself as we continue the sermon. Now, people of God, we are asked to be a channel for truth and holiness. You know, this book that I'm holding here is called the Holy Bible because it tells us about the truth of God. That is why it is the Holy Bible. And we are talking also about holiness. So I want us to look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews 12, 14. If you can project that, it will be better. There in Hebrews 12, 14, it is said that, "Walk in peace, follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. Please, you want to see the Lord one time in your life? Do you want to see the Lord in your life? Then, oh, please put this thing there. Let it be there until I ask you to take it up. If you want to see the Lord, then the scripture is telling us that we have to follow peace with all men. And after that, we must be holy. If we are not able to do that, then we cannot see the Lord. People of God, do you follow peace with all men? I'm asking a question. Do we follow peace with all men? If the answer is yes, then thanks be to the Lord. Are we holy? Now, somebody will ask, what is holiness? What is holiness that the Lord wants us to be? And as I said, holiness means being set apart. Being set apart for the work of the Lord. And I also know that when we talk of being set apart for the work of the Lord, it means separation from sin and the world, and dedicated to the work of God. If we are not able to do this, then the scripture says we cannot see the Lord, because without holiness, no one can see the Lord. So, when we say one is to be holy, it means that one is to make sure that he does not follow issues of the world. The scripture tells us that we are not to follow the crowd in doing evil. And then also, we are to make sure that we are not of the world. We live in this world, but our activities, the things that we do, should not be like people who are in this world. Now, let me ask this question. When you are alone in your house, in your room, in your bedroom, where there's nobody, what are the kind of thoughts that come into your head? Maybe so. Saka unkwana shall them no be anywhere. Adwe be na ya eba utrim. Mebo, is it possible that one day you'll be holding your phone, maybe your wife or husband is not there, then you'll be looking at something on the phone. As soon as you see somebody coming, you hide it. Do we do that? Do we sometimes do that? If your answer is no, thanks be to God. If the answer is yes, then you are not being holy. Let me ask you, do you sometimes visit shrines when you go to Ghana? There is this woman whose daughter was sick. And that lady is a Presbyterian. So another friend came to the lady and said, this sickness that your son is sick, if you follow the presby, your child will die. He, obana yare na wa yare. Se udi presby na chia, obana be u. Eti, meaning by bia, I know a place where we can go with your child and your child will be healed. Are we following holiness? Now, do we sometimes envy, jealous, and hatred? Do we have that in our lives? If we are jealous of somebody, if we hate somebody, if there is anything of the sort that we do, then we are not following holiness. Now you can change it. That means we are no longer following holiness. But let me read to you. In the first Bible reading that we read, in Psalm 15. Psalm 15, we read this morning, showing that there are these things that will happen for us to be people of the channel of truth, that we can quickly go through that. Now, the psalmist asks of the qualifications of the one who could abide in God's tent, God's holy hill, with God in heaven. And this is what the psalmist said in Psalm 15. Number one, the one who walks uprightly. The one who walks uprightly. And then, number two, the person who works righteousness. That is the person who lives a righteous life. And then also, number three, it says, the person that speaks the truth from the heart. You know, you can be telling somebody something, which you are telling the person that is the truth. But from your heart, you yourself know whether what you are saying is the truth or not. I told Abia, yet me can't send me a chirobi. Na asem na ese no kwara na eka che ni pa ko no but yakumomu no enu na eka se na enim se asem a ye kai eye no kre ana se enye enu kre. Then he says, those who do not backbite, and then those who do not do evil their neighbors, and then those who do not encourage vile persons. If we are able to do that, then we are living in holiness. People of God, let me ask this question. Today, can we be able, by our way of dress, to distinguish between a Christian and non-Christian? By our way of dressing, can we be able to distinguish between a Christian and a Christian? I am very sure the answer will be no. And the word of God that we read in James 1:19, the word of God is telling us that we must be fast or quick to hear, but slow to speak. You see, God in his own mercy created every human being with two ears and one mouth. What does that mean? That means when we hear double, speak one. Onyame ne nyansam no, wa ma nipa asumi no. Eti ese, you should be fast, so ultimate asam tem, but you should be slow to speak. So we are Christonia. And so say bibia na wanu dem, na wanu dem, na wo ka. But speak slowly. That is what the word of God is telling us. And then, let us not deceive ourselves. But the Bible is telling us in the Mark that we read this morning that some people, like the Pharisees, they make themselves so superstitious, so righteous in such a way that they have so many other things that they do before they eat. According to what we read, when they come from the marketplace, there is a ceremonial way in which they have to wash their hands before they eat. When they go to the market and they come, there are so many things that they have to do before they eat. So one day, they saw the disciples of Jesus Christ eating without washing their hands. And then Pharisees came and said, Jesus, why do your disciples eat without washing their hands? At a certain point in time, we Christians are like that. We follow certain traditions of the church, and we always say, if you want to bring any change, people will be anti-change. because this is the way it is done. And because of that, we are not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us. But rather, we are using our traditions and human mind to govern our church. That is why this act of holiness is not creeping in our churches right now. Today, it is very sad, though, to the point of this, that our church now approves of things that are wrong more than things that are right. And today, we are asked to be a channel of truth and holiness. But without this holiness, no one can see God. And then we have also come to know that Jesus Christ is the truth, as he himself has said. So we should know Jesus Christ. And if you know Jesus Christ and dedicate ourselves to Jesus Christ, that is where we shall be able to find salvation for ourselves. That is why the scripture says that you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Do we know the truth? Do we speak truth? The answer is no. And now, who is a good man? According to Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, a man speaks. Whatever we bring out of our mouth is something that is boiling our heart. So if our intentions are evil, whatever comes out of our mouth will also be evil. But if our intentions are good, then whatever comes out of our mouth will also be good. Now, you see, people, we seem to have too much knowledge about God and his word, but we don't practice what we know about God. Everybody knows that God is good. Everybody knows the commandment of God. Everybody knows what God wants us to do in order to be holy. But we are unable to practice this. We tend to follow God. We tend to say we know Jesus. But we do this only with our mouth. But in practical terms, our actions, our attitude shows that we only say we know Jesus with our mouth. These people, they profess with their mouth that they know me, but their hearts are far away from me, says our Lord God of hosts. And now, James 1:27 describes the person who is a true channel of holiness, as we find in James. If anyone among you thinks that he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, he deceives his own heart. That one's religion is useless. That one's religion is useless. Se obi se oye Kristo ni na wanto na no we mo narika asem bia obeka asem bia obeka asem bia obeka sai ni pako no ni nyame somo na wo somo no oboa e kwa. And he continues in 27 to say, what is pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this. Pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this. To visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted. To keep oneself unspotted. We know that our Lord Jesus Christ will be coming. And he is coming to take his without spots and wrinkles. Onyame adesie, dema kain na deme patchre ne se. Enne, ya se, onnam yeso enya nokrɛ ene kronkron. Na enipa ya brabom no, yetimi hu se entro ani anema ahonte no ehu hia ye mo echen anema ehote eti yabrabom nyina bibia ye bia no ye di ntro ewo bibia mu ye di ntro bibia mu na eno no eba saa na hwien afri kronkron aye eho eluti onyame asem sa ka kire yen se se yen timini nipa nyina antra faako na ya mo abrabo kronkron wa yen timi hunu onyame eti sa wote ha na uni obi wo hono ma oni ne yaka obi wo hono ma ohunu na na wo doje obi wo hono ma se ohunu ba bia wonam no se wonam wo ma atena hunu first na se ono anhu a obepe another al bia bwa famu a then usu ye kristo ni a oboa e bia afa na opese obe ye kristo ni na unyanye kristo ni ana maka kosi se onyame som papa a babo epe e ka ho asem a chere nipa ene se emofra no mo papa no ma mi mo awu no ye be hwe o me nyusia e ma ne ma ma no so o mu kru mo awu no ye be boa wo ye be hwe wo na fe so no ya twe ho afiri ewiase ne ma nyina mu. When you look into our world today, everything testifies to the fact that the world is kept out of the word of God. But that is what the scripture says. That is, the more I see things like this go on in the world, it tells me that the scripture is very, very, very true. So today, I am asking you, looking at the way you lead your life, looking at the number of people that you don't talk to, looking at the number of people that you are angry with, are you a channel of truth and holiness, or you are one of the pretenders? Each and everyone should answer this question for him or herself. People of God, today we are admonished to be a channel of truth and holiness. And we know that without holiness, we cannot see the Lord. Please bow down your heads and let us pray. Lord, we thank you for speaking to us today that we should be a channel of truth and holiness. Father, we try to do our best. But our best is always not good for you. So it is our prayer that, Lord, you yourself help us. Help us so that we shall be able to be a channel of truth and holiness. We pray that Almighty, you let your mighty angels help us so that we shall not be found wanting when you appear in your glory. We give you glory, we give you praise, and we thank you for your word today. We pray that this word that we have heard today will be a seed planted in our hearts, and this will yield 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. We thank you in Jesus' mightiest name. Have I prayed with thanksgiving? Amen.